and the people up there. Paragraph 3 says, there's a deep responsibility that you owe yourself and a responsibility you must learn to remember all the time. The lesson may seem hard at first. The lesson may seem hard at first, but you will learn to love the lesson when you realize that the lesson is true and the lesson is but a tribute to your power. You who have sought and found littleness or ego or fear or anger or guilt or lack or sickness or attack, these are all definitions of littleness. Remember this, every decision you make stems from what you think you are. Every decision you make comes from what you think you are. Every decision you make stems from what you think you are. Every decision you make stems from what you think you are. Every decision you make stems from what you think you are. And every decision you make represents the value that you put upon yourself. Every decision you make represents the value that you put upon yourself. Every decision you make stems from what you think you are. Believe the little can content you. Believe the anything less than what gives you peace can content you. And by limiting yourself, you will not be satisfied. By limiting yourself, you will not be satisfied. For your function is not little. Your function is not little. And it is only by finding your function. It's only by finding your function and fulfilling your function that you can escape from littleness or unhappiness. So there's a deep responsibility that we have to remember all the time. The lesson's going to seem hard at first, but you're going to finally love the lesson when you realize it's true. Every decision you make comes from what you think you are. Every decision you make represents the value that you put upon yourself. When you believe that the ego can content you or that little can content you by limiting yourself, you will not be satisfied. So dissatisfaction comes from accepting less than what you deserve. Dissatisfaction comes from limiting yourself. So in whatever area that you feel limited in, or in the area that you feel dissatisfied in, that is the area that you're limiting yourself. If you're dissatisfied in your relationships, then you have a relationship or relationships that are limiting to you, to your real self, not to your ego. To your ego is the power that accepts anything. If the person is breathing, they're okay. Okay, if they're alive and they got a pulse, then, you know, yeah. I have them in a relationship. You know, the job is just barely paying my bills, but I hate it. To the ego, that's fine because I think that's what I need to make it. But in terms of your real self, wherever you're experiencing dissatisfaction is where you are limiting yourself. And the way that you get past that is to fulfill your function. Because it's only when you're fulfilling your function that you escape from dissatisfaction. So the area that I'm dissatisfied is the area where I'm not fulfilling my function in that relationship or situation. If I'm in a relationship and I'm dissatisfied with it, that's the relationship where I'm not fulfilling my function. Anybody clear? Everybody clear on that? Got questions about that paragraph? There's no doubt about what your function is. There's no doubt about what your function is, for the Holy Spirit knows what your function is. There's no doubt about the magnitude of your function, because the magnitude of your function reaches you from God, through God, from magnitude. You do not have to strive for your function, because you have it. You don't have to strive for magnitude, because you have it. You don't have to seek for greatness because you are great. You don't have to seek for magnitude because you already are great. So that means all your striving must be directed against the ego, against littleness, against lack, against fear, against depression, against separation. All of your striving must be directed against littleness, because it does require vigilance to protect your magnitude in this world. To protect your peace, to protect your love, to protect your happiness does require vigilance in this world. So yeah, if I'm going to have peace in this world, it does require vigilance. To hold your magnitude in perfect awareness, to hold your greatness in perfect awareness in a world of littleness is a task the little cannot undertake. To hold your magnitude in perfect awareness in a world of the ego is a task the little cannot undertake. Yet it is asked of you in tribute to your magnitude and not your littleness. And this vigilance is not asked for you alone. The power of God, the power of God, the power of love, the power of God will support every effort you make on behalf of his dear son, yourself. The power of God will support every effort you make on behalf of yourself. The power of God will support every effort you make on behalf of creation. Search for the little and you deny God's power. Search for the little. Search for what does not satisfy you. Search for what is not good enough for you, and you deny yourself the power of God and the power of love. God isn't willing that you be content with less than everything. The Creator is not willing that you be content with less than everything. The Creator is not willing that you be content with less than everything. For the Creator is not content without you, and you cannot be content with less than your Creator has given you. The best way to get me to support you in this is that there's something I'm reading that you don't understand, or you want clarification, please ask me. I'm just going to keep going. Because there's no point in us being here and not taking advantage of seeing how we can get the juice and get the beauty out of it, but I couldn't possibly know unless you tell me. So everybody understands the first two paragraphs. You're just totally clear on them and you have no problem with them whatsoever, right? Okay. I asked you earlier, would you be hostage to the ego or host to God? Would you be hostage to fear or host to love? Would you be hostage to the ego or host to God? Let this question be asked by the Holy Spirit every time you make a decision. Let this question, would you be hostage to fear or host to love, let this question be asked by your higher self every time you make a decision. For every decision you make does answer whether you're going to be hostage to fear or host to love. Every decision you make does answer whether you will be hostage to limitation or host to magnitude. So that means every decision you make invites sorrow, or every decision you make invites joy accordingly. So every decision a person makes is either going to make them sad, or every decision that you make is going to bring more joy, or every decision you make is going to bring more sadness, or every decision you make is going to bring more joy. When God gave God's self to you in your creation, God established you as host to God forever. When love gave itself to you in your creation, love established you as host to love forever. Love, or the Creator, has not left you, and you have not left love. You have not left the Creator. All your attempts to deny the magnitude of God, all your attempts to make yourself hostage to the ego, cannot make little whom God has joined with God. So no matter how much you might have tried to make yourself hostage to your ego, or any fear, or any lack, or any insecurity, you cannot make yourself little because you are joined with God. So that means every decision that you make is a decision for heaven, which is love, or greatness, or it's a decision for hell, which is fear, or anger, or littleness. And every decision you make brings you the awareness of what you have decided for. So, you are aware, in every decision you make, you become aware of what you have decided for. So whatever you are aware of is a reflection of the decision you have made about yourself. Paragraph 5. Any questions, any comments?
It's good news no matter what I decide each instant. because I've really not decided, because God is behind me all the time.